Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 21, we were taught that evangelism is the responsibility of every Christian. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
It is our reasonable worship of God to be in our bodies, holy and acceptable, not unto me, not unto your contemporary church or your fundamental church, acceptable unto God. So, that's what has departed from our sanctuaries. If it hasn't gone out, all that's there is a spark. Where is that power that had people at the altars broken over sin, crying, pouring our heart out to God, and realizing God's forgiveness and the tears of joy that would follow? Our reliance in God and righteousness must never be based on gimmicks, but rather on the vitality, the reality, and the potency of the Spirit of the living God. Now understand, evangelism involves every member of the local church. It is the responsibility of every Christian to evangelize. It must never be thought of as an independent task or a specialized talent that God has given to only a select few, the minister, the missionary, or the evangelist. I've actually had people in my ministry over the years tell me, we speak of witnessing, they say, well, you know, God has not given me that gift. I don't know what the gift is they're thinking about, but God has given them that call. When evangelism returns to its rightful place at the center of the church, where we're calling people to repentance and faith in Christ Jesus, then we begin to see the work. But it's got to saturate our communities, and our lives have to reflect the holiness of God. See, we got to do our best to return evangelism to our churches. It must start with the pastor, but it must continue with the laity. It's the work of all, and it's to be neglected by no one. It is a partner relationship in which we are labors together with God. As we reach out together for the lost among men. That was the belief of the early church in Jerusalem. Evangelism wasn't just part of their life, it was their everyday life. Wherever they worked, wherever they shopped, wherever they went, they took the gospel with them. Their hearts, their minds, their spirits were soaked in it. It was the very atmosphere their inner man breathed, and the fire of it ran through their veins. Now understand, if you're saved, you are called to witness. If God calls you, He'll empower you. Every member of the Lord Jesus Christ body, that is, every saved person, is to be a witness, and also because the Great Commission does not only tell us to preach the gospel, which includes personal witnessing, but it's also to teach them to observe. It talks about edification. Every layman and evangelist, every pastor, every member of the church joining together in a united spiritual effort to win the lost, those who are outside of Jesus Christ. My friend, this ministry is to be carried on in the church, by the church, through the church, and for the Lord Jesus Christ. Every Christian, no matter what they do within their local church, they must make this a part of their ministry. It must be saturated into their ministry. We have various ministries at Central Baptist Church. We have a radio station. We have a Christian school. We have a Bible Institute. We have Sunday school. We have seniors ministries and Sunday school. All that you can go through, we have a lot of those ministries. Years ago, somebody said, you shouldn't have an open enrollment in your Christian school. It should only be for church members and should really only be for those show some semblance of being really right with God. Well, my only answer to that is our ministries are built on the Great Commission that Jesus Christ gave us. And if our Christian school is not used as a soul-winning instrument, then we are saying that our ministry overrules the Great Commission. Then we've only become an education institution. My friend, that's not what we are. And I don't have anything against other local churches that have Christian schools that say we're only going to have our members. That's fine, because they're not my churches. If I'm there, if I'm the pastor, that's going to change by God's grace so that we are fulfilling the Great Commission in each of our ministries, even our choirs. Their music needs to sing about the blood of Jesus Christ, about the holiness of God, about the need of repentance. Search me, O God, and know my heart, and see if there be any wicked way in me. Well, I kind of chased a rabbit there, but that's all right. It's okay. Goes right in. Now notice when David's focus changes, it has an effect. Now in verse 1, Ahimelech asks him, why are you alone? Verse 4 shows that there are young men with him, but obviously there are no soldiers or no one of prestige, no one that really would carry weight that you'd expect to be with a man of such high standing in the kingdom. Basically, in Ahimelech's eyes, probably David has a group of losers with him. They're all young guys. Ahimelech is afraid because it seemed out of character for David. When a Christian is out of character, it ought to make us afraid. Revelation chapter 3, verse 19 says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. You know, you're with a Christian in the car, he's driving, and you're going 60 mile an hour, 70 mile an hour down the highway. You might also be like a him, like be a little bit afraid. You don't want to be in the car when the Lord says, you know what, I'm going to chasten him right now. You know? And so you kind of are concerned about that, and that's kind of the idea that we see here with this man, with old Ahimelech. So Ahimelech is afraid. David is the king's son-in-law. David has a good name. This is not how David should be seen. You see, my friend, there are certain places Christians should not be. And there are certain things that Christians should not do. Christians should not be in the bars and the nightclubs. Homosexuality and their marriages. Adultery. Fornication, moving in and living together. The nakedness of many skirts and the various stages of undress. Pornography. Gambling. Those things should not be named among us who name the name of Christ. I believe that it's time for panty-waisted preachers to quit avoiding those subjects or taking their stands on those things. See, the effects on David's shifting focus is now seen in him. And so verse 2 says, "And David said unto Ahimelech the priest, the king hath commanded me a business, and has said unto me, let no man know anything of the business whereabout I send thee, what I have commanded thee. I have appointed my servants to such and such a place." Well, there's no better way of saying it than to say this. David just told a bald-faced lie. When we have to lie in order to have our goals met, even when we feel like they are God-given goals, then we are not depending on the Lord. We're not walking in faith. We have turned to the arm of flesh. We need to be careful. 1 Corinthians 10:12 is a warning that each of us needs to heed. "Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall." God lets us see the blemishes on his holiest servant. Men as David, that we be neither too highly conceited nor too much depressed when we too have fallen to the tempter. 1 John chapter 1, verses 6 and 7 says it this way, "If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanses us from all sin." Old David, when he quit walking in the light, what happened? He stumbled. Now, you'll notice if you come to Central Baptist Church, we rarely applaud. We prefer the Bible way of saying amen and hallelujah. Amen meaning so be it, and hallelujah speaking of praise be to God. Too often, applause is for men and gives glory due unto his name. Someone with a tremendous voice gets up and sings, "How great thou art," and the people stand and applaud.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ. Christ Jesus.